Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio fam. This is your host, Minister, Speaker, CEO of Speak Your Mind Now Radio. It is 11 a.m. on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Rochester, Minnesota, and I'm glad to give you what God has so graciously given me in the time of our struggles. But it's not about me, it's all about him. But today, we're going to give you another excerpt or clips, if you will, from a very spiritual anointed man by the name of Bishop Rudolph W. McKissick Jr. from the Bethel Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. So we just give God a praise that he so deserves, that he is so, as he watches over us through our day-to-day living and as we sleep, and we give him honor to his son, Jesus Christ, and give honor to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because God is God, and by himself, there is none other. So don't let anybody fool you and tell you that you're worshiping a false God, or you're worshiping a dead God, because the devil is a liar. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Matter of fact, he's better than good. He is great. He can outbeat Tony the Tiger any day, amen? So we don't give him praise and give him glory. God, we just love you for what you're doing. Most importantly, we love you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. And we thank him for being the sacrificial lamb that we didn't have to die like that crucial and awful death, God. We just thank you for being who you are in every way, even though our way is not your way, God. Even though we do make mistakes every now and then, even myself, I make them every hour on the hour, God. But we just thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessing, God. And give us the strength to do what you have called us to do, God. Give us the strength to do what we have to do in our lives, by going to work and going to school or doing daily activities, God. Because without your strength, we are very weak. Because we trade our weaknesses for your strength, God. We thank you. We honor you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I don't have any songs today because, unfortunately I don't have the three audio, cause I'm frugal, you know, cheap, whatever you want to call it. So I don't have the three slides, but, we're going to, you know, give you what that God has called to do. Amen. So we're going to get into it and I'll speak a word or something after the fact, because what I've heard lately, it's what I'm going through as right now and what I've been going through in the past maybe 8 to 10 years. Even though this word was spoken at his church in 2012, and this is 2016, so that's negative 2 years, but still, God is irrelevant no matter what timeline we are in. God can still speak a word even before it happens. Amen. So, all right, let's get into it.
I was out there doing my mess. Y'all are missing this thing. See, Paul understands that a part of his testimony is the grace of God. Oh, he knows that with all he's done, it was nothing but the grace of God that has given him the privilege of becoming who he has become. Y'all, that's what he said in verse 9. He said in verse 9, look at it right there. I'm the least of the apostles. I don't even deserve. I don't deserve to be who I am. And the reason I know I don't deserve it is because of how I used to live. Y'all trying to be bougie now. He said, with how I live, I know I don't deserve to be who God has made me and doing what God is allowing me. He said, I'm the least deserving as a result of the way I used to live. but because of his grace. Okay, since y'all gonna be stuck up, I'm gonna talk about me. I know I don't deserve to be no bishop, much less even preaching with some of the stuff I used to do. I ain't talking about you, I'm talking about me. I know what it is to get high every weekend. I know what it is to be the drunkest at the party. I know what it is to sleep around and ain't thinking about no condom. I know what it is to try freebase in the parking lot of the church. I know what it is to get high at the school board building before going to sing for the superintendent. Y'all trying to be cute on me? See, some of y'all so sadiddy that you done got uncomfortable with me talking about me. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. And if it wasn't for the grace of God. So y'all wonder why I preach like I preach and why I act like I act. Because when I look back over my life and I start to think things out, I don't deserve who I am. Is there anybody else in here who can say you ain't by yourself? I don't deserve to be married. I don't deserve to have a nice job. I don't deserve. Come on, y'all talk to me. Anybody ain't ashamed today to say, Bishop, you ain't by yourself, but for the grace. Shake three people's hands and tell them, I'm living on grace. I'm living on grace. Maybe that's why they call it amazing grace. Because when I see who he has made me over against who I used to be, I can't think of but one word. Amazing. Do I have any company in here who can say when I see who I am and see who I used to be, I ain't got but one word. Amazing. Anybody in here today ain't ashamed to stand on your feet and say, amazing. That's what his grace is to me. Amazing. Amazing that I survived it. Amazing that I overcame it. Amazing that I fought through it. Amazing that it didn't kill me. Amazing that I'm better than I used to be. Amazing. None of us deserve to be who we are. That's why you ain't got time to be cute. That's what Paul teaches me here. Paul teaches me that when I know I'm living by grace, I ain't got to hide my mistakes. He put it right here in the text. He said, here was what I was, a persecutor of the church. See, when you know that you're living on grace, you ain't scared to tell folk what you used to do. Oh, I done got in trouble today. When you know you're living on grace, you ain't scared to tell folk how you used to live. As a matter of fact, you include all your stuff in your story. And you get to the point where you tell folk, I'm unashamed to talk about who I used to be and what I used to do. Because no matter how bad it was, it can't compare to who I am now. I'm going to help you shout yourself silly. Would you grab one neighbor by the hand and tell them, I got some stuff I used to do. Tell them, but that was then, and this is now. I shout, because that was then, but this is now. I used to be a drunk, But that was then. But this is now. I used to be a whoremonger. But that was then. And this is now. I used to be selfish. But that was then. And this is now. I used to get high. I used to sell drugs. Whatever yours is, stand up and say, that was then. But this is. Anybody can shout over your now. Anybody can thank God over your now. Anybody know how to give him praise over your now. Anybody know how to give him glory over your now. Shake somebody, tell them that was then. And this is now. That's why I don't mind folk reminding me of what I used to be. Because all you going to do, you ain't going to make me mad. You're going to make me shout. Because when you remind me what I used to do, you're going to make me say, that was then. But I wish I had some folk. You ain't going to make me mad reminding me of that was then.
I'm done. Grace. Yeah. To this modern day church, all we want to talk about is getting stuff. Selfish materialism. We have been co-opted by the capitalistic nature of America. And we brought the capitalistic nature of America into the church. So that now we treat God like he's supposed to be the genie who gives us stuff. But real church folk, don't shout over stuff you can get on your own. Y'all ain't trying to help me. I ain't shouting over no car. Get good credit. You can buy a car. Keep your credit straight. You can get a house. Get your degree. Get interview skills. You can get a job. Here's what you ought to shout about. I once was lost, but now I'm fine. See how some of y'all can't jump up on that? Anybody ain't got a fancy car? Anybody in here ain't got tailor-made suits? Anybody in here ain't living in a mansion? But you can stand up and say, this is what I shout about. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I'm saved.
I got to go. I didn't preach too long. I'm still getting no bronchitis. Here's the last thing. Put your neighbor, tell them better late than never. Because late going to give you a testimony. Here's the last thing, this last thing. Knowing who I am now dictates how I live now. Now dictates how I live now.
Okay.
There is a code of conduct that goes with your identity. You can't claim to be something that you don't act like. Every parent in here, what you tell your child when they start acting crazy? You got my name. And you ain't going to act a fool with my name. If you going to have my name, you better act like I trained you right. Don't walk around with Jesus' name acting like he ain't trained you right. There's a code of conduct and character that goes with your... I'm in the text, and I'm done. He starts off that next verse. He says, because of the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, we have misused that phrase to try to justify I ain't changing for nobody. We have misused that phrase. You know, when folk trying to make you be who they want you to be, and you trying to hold on to your sin, so you trying to excuse your carnality. And so the way you try to play the victim in your sin is by saying, well, I am what I am. Come on, let me teach it this morning. Y'all, you know, because church folk are good at victimizing their wickedness. We are good at making ourselves a victim in our own sin. I'm human. And if you don't like it, I am what I am. That is not what Paul was saying. Paul was not playing a victim. He was playing the victor. And what he was saying, y'all gonna like this more. He was saying to all of y'all in Jerusalem who don't think I deserve to be who God has made me, because you know the stuff I used to do. I ain't taking credit for it, but this is what I'm telling you. I am what I am by the grace of God. In other words, you ain't got to like it, but you can't do nothing to change it. I wish I had a witness in here. Anybody know you got some folk who want to always tell you what you don't deserve and how you get to be this place, how you get to be that position? I'm giving you permission to exercise spiritual confidence and tell them I am what I am by the grace of God, which means I don't need to try to justify it to you. Because here's the truth. I can't justify. Because to try to justify what grace has made me wouldn't make sense. Because I can't explain it myself. Okay. Watch the contradiction of Paul. I'm almost done. I know. In one verse he said, I don't deserve. In the next verse he said, but I am what I am. Y'all missed it. What's the contradiction? I don't deserve this. Next verse, but I got it. Y'all see the contradiction? Verse 9, I don't know how he gave this to me. Verse 10, but I am what I am by the grace of God. Quit trying to justify what you can't even explain. You can't explain why you so blessed. Come on, if you were really honest this morning, you can't explain why you got so much favor. You can't explain why God has set you in high places. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I can't even make sense of it. So if I can't make sense of it, why am I going to try to justify it to you? Give me 5 football minutes. He says, I am what I am by the grace of God. which means you can't disqualify me from it. You ain't got to like it, but you can't take it from me, because grace gave it to me. And the only person that got grace is God. So if grace gave it to me, your insecurity can't take it from me. Y'all don't want to work with me. Because the only reason you want to take it from me is because you're insecure in who you are. And so because your insecurity is making you compare yourself to me, you trying to find ways to take from me by trying to remind me of the stuff I did just like you. But what you don't understand is if you survived it, you ought to be so busy thanking God you survived it that you ain't got time to be looking at me trying to figure out how I got what I got. I'm done. He said, so since I know, I don't know how much shout I got, but I'm going to try to shout because this is good news. He said, so since I know that it was nothing but the grace of God that gave me this chance, watch what he says at the end of verse 10, I work harder than all of them. They got it by privilege. Almost threw this mic down. And folk who feel entitled to it don't really know how to be grateful for it. Y'all ain't trying to work with me today. Folk who feel privileged in the kingdom because you born in the church. So you act like God's supposed to bless you. Why y'all ain't talking to me now? Because you born in the church and your mama was a preacher. Your daddy was a preacher, a deacon, or you was in the choir. You supposed to be blessed. But the folk who showed up late and wasn't born in privilege and had to struggle all their life. Come on. And God blessed them in spite of the hellish way they live. They said, I'm going to work harder than every. I done got in trouble today, so I might as well. See, that's why I'm at the point now when I want to find real, sanctified, committed folk. I don't look for the folk who've been here forever. I mean, I'm out there now, so I might as well just. Now, I'm looking for the folk that came off the street. Because the folk that came off the street but got in the church are so grateful that the Lord saved their life, that they gonna serve him. They ain't got to have no special seat. They ain't got to have no special title. They ain't got to be on the praise team. They ain't got to be in the pulpit. They just want to serve him just because they grateful. Touch your neighbor. He talking good today. He talking good today. He said, I worked harder than them. Because I was worse off than all of them. Which means, here we go, the intensity of my work should be in line with the intensity of my deliverance. I think I just said something. The intensity of my commitment should be in line with the intensity of my deliverance.
Help me.
The intensity of my worship is going to be in line with the intensity of my deliverance. The folk that worship crazy and unashamedly are the folk who were crazy Okay. I'm trying to help y'all shout on Easter. The folk who shout and serve and don't care what nobody think about them and look crazy running around the church and lifting up holy hands are the folk who were crazy. Because when you get delivered from crazy, you act crazy for the Lord. Do I have any crazy folk in the house who say, I was crazy out there in that world, and since the Lord delivered me from crazy, I'm going to act crazy when I come in his church. Now, would you grab somebody by the hand and tell them, shout louder because you played harder. Run faster because you played faster. Worship harder because you played harder. Do I have about 1,000 of y'all who can say, I can't be cute with my praise because it wasn't cute stuff he delivered me from. I can't be quiet with my praise because it wasn't quiet stuff he delivered me from. I can't be bougie with my praise because it wasn't bougie he delivered me from. Go on and slap five with your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I got to be crazy because he delivered me from crazy. I got to shout loud because of what he delivered me from. I'm done, y'all. Kim, I'm just going to preach to myself. That's why I preach like I preach. I get folk asking me all the time. They say, preacher, why you act like that? You got more dignity than that. You got to earn doctorate degree. You're on the executive board of Al Sharpton's board. You preach all over the world. You're from a very sophisticated family. You're the pastor of the oldest Baptist church. Why you gotta act like you ain't got sense? I tell them I act like I don't have sense. Because when I was living like I didn't have sense, it was the Lord that picked me up and turned me around. Is there anybody in this house today that ain't ashamed to stand on your feet and say, I got to give him glory. I got to give him praise. I got to give him honor because of what he brought me out of. I got to lift up holy hands because of what he brought me out of. Grab you a neighbor's hand and tell your neighbor, neighbor, oh, neighbor, woo! He brought me out. That was the wrong neighbor. Grab you another neighbor. Grab him by the hand and tell him, neighbor, oh, neighbor, he brought me out. That was the wrong neighbor. Go ahead and grab your neighbor's hand. Shake him and rock him. Rock 'em and shake 'em. Shake 'em and rock 'em. And tell 'em, neighbor, oh, neighbor, he brought me out. That's why I praise him, because he delivered me. That's why I give him glory, because of his grace. Is there anybody who can shout on grace today? Is there anybody who ain't ashamed to wave your hand and tell God, thank you for your grace? Thank you for your grace, because your grace looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Your grace took me out of the muck and the miry clay. Your grace picked me up and turned me around. It was your grace that got me off drugs. Come on, somebody testify. It was your grace that got me out of homosexuality. It was your grace that got me out of lesbianism. It was your grace that stopped me from being abusive. It was your grace that got me clean from liquor. I'm looking for some testimonies. It was was your grace that stopped me from partying. It was your grace that didn't let me get HIV. It was your grace that didn't let me go to jail. It was your grace that didn't make me pay for my sins. It was your grace that gave me another chance. It was your grace that started me over. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them grace is all you need. Grace will pick you up. Grace will turn you around. Grace will clean you up. Grace will start you over. Grace will heal your body. Grace will deliver you from your demons. Grace will restore your joy. Grace will restore your mind. Grace will restore your peace. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he give you joy and sorrow? Won't he give you hope for tomorrow? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Say yeah. Yes. Yeah. High five your neighbor and tell them grace is all I need. Grace pick me up. Grace gave me another chance. I know it's a crowd in here and I know you might not be able to get out, but if I have any folk in here who can say I got to the party late, but I got God's grace, I dare you to run down to this altar and say I can't be cute. I can't worry about who sees me. I can't worry about what they think about me. But Jeanette, it was grace that brought you saved thus far. It was grace, Larry, that turned you around. I need some witnesses who can say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for picking me up. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for not letting me die in my sin. Thank you for separating me from things that were trying to kill me. Lift your hand up and tell him thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. 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 Grace, grace, ah. Grace, 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 grace. Grace, grace, grace,
grace. My, my, my. What a word. What a word. Better late than never. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've been having so many flashbacks. It's unbelievable. I cannot tell you how much God has been good to me. Because I remember at a point in time, and you know what? It's just time for me to just take this on my mind, because this is a show called Speak Your Mind Now. But lately, I have been saying things about my past experiences that being church hurt, and I had been covering some folks and, you know, trying to, I don't know, be nice about it, I guess, but, you know, the things that he has said that made me reflect on how I was in the past and how I came to Christ and got in the church, got involved with certain ministries and whatnot, but yet I still find either hatred or criticism, or prejudice against me from other church members at my last church in Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's amazing how God has kept me from going crazy, because at that time I had been threatened. I had been verbally and physically threatened over some of the stupidest stuff. You know, when I preached, you know, I got threatened because I told the truth about some things, and folks couldn't handle it. And then even the leadership of the church told me I wasn't good enough, I wasn't saved long enough, wasn't in the church long enough to do anything. But, you know, it's kind of confusing, because one guy told me, you know, you put your hand to the plow and get busy, you know, do work, you know. So if I'm being told to do some work in the church or out the church, whatever you want to call it, then you're going to talk about me behind my back like a dog. Well, behind my back and in my face. So let's keep it real. That confuses people. So I actually thank God for the men and women at the St. Mark Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, I called you out for giving me this kind of grief, because you have elevated my spirit in Christ, my walk with God. I have gotten stronger. I have gotten better with him. I have gotten my prayer together. So, yeah, I'm a vessel that you can't touch this. And nothing against the senior pastor now, because he wasn't there, but the pastor they had before that, and he know who he is, they know who the guy is, did some demolishing things to my Christian walk. You know, looked at him like a father figure, and this is the thanks I get from you turning your back on me and my family? What? So, at one point, I said, I don't have any respect for these people, and I really don't. But I have forgiven them. God told me to let this go. But the flashback when Bishop McKinley was speaking brought me back toward that church, and brought me back toward the people in the church said about me that was really, really ungodly. How are you going to be godly and be hellish at the same time? I don't find that very intriguing. I don't understand how you can be godly one minute, but then you're going to be like the devil the next. I don't get it. You know, telling me things like, you know, people are coming to certain pastors of the church telling them about me, what I'm doing wrong, and they eating up like cornflakes. You know, just not coming to me like a man, like they should, and telling me what's going on. Just believing everything, every little word people say. And most of the time it's about dating. Before I got married, this one girl I turned down because I knew her rep. She was a garden tool and not a rake. I didn't want to go out with her. But she's going to tell the pastor, the discipleship pastor, about how I was. And I'm like, really? This is coming from a woman who has a 12-year-old girl, and you bring this to your house, and I'll find you in a negligee. You get your freak on. Oh, I'm the bad person. Okay, all right, later for you. So there's been so many things that happened to me in my church that was not godly. I had to go. I had to leave, and for the fact that I have a license that this old senior pastor signed, and if I look at it, I cringe, and it just makes me sick in my stomach how folks in the church can talk about folks who are trying to do right. Yeah, I used to gang bang, you know that. I used to sell dope, you knew that. You know, so I, like Bishop said, McKissick, I used to run the streets, chase women. Y'all knew all this nonsense about me. I didn't send them to my past. You knew this, and expecting y'all to help me, y'all criticized me. What in the hell are y'all thinking about? So I just despise people who are like that, who don't know how to treat people in the church. And you wonder why folks in the church leave the church, or folks who are outside the church don't want to come to church, because of the hypocritical spirit that most folks have. But yet you serve God. What God are you serving? Because you ain't serving the living God. And when the kid talked about that, you are not better than me because you've been in church longer. That's true. That I had a guy tell me this years ago. He told me I can't stand up, get my prayers on, because I've been in the church less time than he has. So, I don't care if I was in there just 2 minutes ago. The same God who saved you is the same God who saved me. I never recall a time that God ever told me he was late on anything. Better late than never. And to be hating on folks because of their sermons is beyond crazy. You hating on me because I'm preaching God's truth. Not my truth, not your truth, but God's truth. And you want to verbalize threaten me? Really? You know what? I can say this right now. Have I been the person I am now and taking it back to that time period? You probably got jacked up. I'm going to be up front with you. You probably got knocked in the head with that one because I just stood there numb like, was he joking with me or what's going on? But, and I know I shouldn't say that since I said that, but I'm being truthful. I'm truthful. I would have jacked the hell out of him. He would have been missing his four fronts. Because at that time, I was still trying to come out my own shell. But now, woo, Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace and thank you for your distance. I'm from separating myself from that nonsense to where I am now. So, yeah, this has been, it's been hell dealing with folks like that. And I thank God for it because God has allowed me to become stronger and more mature in Christ than to be on my own trying to figure out what I need to do. So I thank God for y'all listening. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for your support. And remember, please, just keep me lifted up in Jesus. I'll do the same for you because this is rough. Without him, it's rough. So we thank Bishop McKissick for giving us that word 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years ago. Hold on. No, sorry, 4 years ago. Yeah, my bad. My math is off. Anyway, we'll get over it. But yeah, it's been real. It's been real. So okay, thank you for listening, and you have a blessed Saturday, weekend, month, year, and we'll see you next time. Peace.